I have a set of wedding card also. Osina. 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 Yeah. Decline? I also declined originally, but I was asked. He met me and he asked me and said I should come. I said, I have to teach Yerushalmi. He said, you'll get back in time for Yerushalmi. So there I was, and here I am. What's that? Well, I got my portobello mushroom crepe. It was good. All right. I ate dinner before I went. I would still not have had dinner now if I was still there. All right. We are on 56, right. And we're in the second line of 56. Chav Chesam Beis. Rabbi Memo, Rabbi Elah. Rabbi Memo and Rabbi Elah, Bon Kuli Rabbi Yassi, they asked in front of Rabbi Yassi the following question. Lo used to Rabo Shloshi. Now, this story about if a guy, I have to point out before we begin, actually, or even that we have begun, is I want to point out there's a base machlokas between the Baal and Yerushalmi, super duper big machlokas in terms of Nazirus. According to the Yerushalmi, if you're a Nazir Tor, Nazir who never became defiled, the only thing which breaks your Nazirus is a haircut with a razor, not with anything else. Not even with a scissors. According to the Yerusha Bavli, everything breaks. Every way that your hair gets cut breaks your Nazirus. Now, the Yerushalmi agrees that by Nazirus Tummy. Nazirus Tummy has gross hair for 7 days. And, of course, he needs 7 days of growth in order to be considered to have hair. So, therefore, anything that breaks that 7 days, by Nazir Tomei, breaks the 7 days, he used to scratch them, start them to scratch. But by a Nazir Tomei, who's growing hair for 30 days, the only thing which breaks his Nazirus, according to Yerushalmi, is a razor, as opposed to the Bavli, which holds everything also can break the Nazirus of 30 days of a Nazir who is still Tomei.
Technically, a scissor is just two razors.
Yeah, but they don't cut like a razor. They cut vertically. They're horizontally. They don't go down to the root, so therefore it's not the same thing. Okay? So I bought a memo of Rabbi Ila, Bunkar Yassi, asked Rabbi Yassi, Leit Subo Shlosh, Mavis Subo Shiva. If you have a Nazir Tohar, who cut his hair with other means other than a razor, so it won't count, let it not break the 30 days, but let it break for him 7 days. Let him have to do another attack on 7 days at the end. For the days in the middle where he didn't have properly grown hair, says the Gemara, no, that's not true. B'sheino sosebo, if it doesn't break in the zeros, lo shiva v'lo shloshim. It doesn't break neither 7 days nor 30 days, because in Tamar, if you're going to say lo yisrobo shloshim, that won't break 30 days, but 7 days it will break. My ben nazir tor, my ben nazir tamei. Then what would be the distinction between a Nazir who's Tomei and a Nazir who's Tor? Now, Nazir who's Tor and Nazir who's Tomei. Now, how do we know there is such a distinction? You're asking good. There's more because we learned there are Braisa. Tanani, we learned a Braisa, Kavachomer ben Nazir Tor. Now, this is not the usual meaning of the word Kavachomer. Kavachomer uses the means of extrapolation, right? Here it just means there's something lenient and something severe by a Nazir who's Tor. And a Kav Chomer, as the Torah, Tani Kav Chomer, learned also a Kav and a Chomer, a leniency and a severity, but Nazir Tomei, by Nazir Tomei. Kav and Nazir Tohar, what's the leniency by Nazir Tohar? She'ei no soser ela betar. He only cancels the Nazirus by a razor, thank you. The Chomer is stringency. That he breaks 30 days. Kav and Nazir Tomei, there's a leniency by a Nazir who's Tomei. Shusoser bo shiva, he only breaks 7 days. The Chomer, Shebekula, and the severity is Shebekulan sosrim bo, that any type of hair cutting breaks his 7 days of growing hair. In Tamar, now the Gemara finishes what it began before. If you're going to say that by a Nazir Tor, who has his hair cut by any means other than a razor, if you're going to say by him that Lo Yisru Bo Shloshim, it doesn't break 3 days, but does break 7 days. Mashani ben Nazir Tar L'Nazir Tomei. How can they say that there's a leniency by Nazir Tomei that it's only 7 days? Do you find the same leniency by Nazir Tar? If a Nazir Tar would break 7 days by anything other than a razor, just like a Nazir Tar may break 7 days by anything other than a razor, then by the razor too, you only break 7 days. Then they're comparable. Yeah, we're trying to say the 7 days is a unique leniency by Nazir Tomei, which is not applicable to Nazir Tar. That's what Bryce says. So therefore, it must be if a Nazir Tomei use any other means of cutting hair other than a razor, it doesn't break at all. The only thing which breaks his growing hair is a razor itself. Okay, that's all based on these Bryces. The Bavli obviously, just ignores all these Bryces. Says the Gemara, Istaboy Meimar. Nazir Tomei, that's called Nazir Tomei. Yeah. They've both been carbonos, different types of carbonos. Right. That's what they want to talk about, the carbon issue, right? You missed a very important point. I'll have to say it over for you anyway. Which is that, next time bring a note. There's basically a relationship in the Bible, Yushalmi holds that by Nazir Tomei, the only thing which breaks in Zerus is a razor. By the Bible, holds everything breaks in the Zerus Tara. How, anyway, it shaves his hair off. Start from scratch. 30 days, yeah. Okay? So that everybody holds by Nazir Tomei, since he must have 70 days of growth, that everything breaks those 7 days. But by Nazir Tar, it's a machloka, it's machlokas bavli nirjami, what breaks in his ears. Okay? So says the Gemara, Masha Istaboy Meimar, of the people, there's some who wanted to ask the question. And the Meimar, not they wanted to say, but they wanted to ask. And the Yerushalmi wants to ask the following question. Mashani ben Mitzvarayim Levitar. Why is there a difference between between scissors and a razor by a Nazir Tar according to Rabbi Elezer? Now, Rabbi Elezer, we haven't seen yet. But Elezer is going to be brought down momentarily. Talmudim, we learned over there. Shloshim Agalchim Tiglachton Mitzvah. The three people in the Torah get haircuts, and the haircuts are a mitzvah. A Nazir, obviously. A Mitzvah, obviously. And in last week's parsha, the Levim. Right? They got a full body hair going. They became consecrated. The Kulam Shagilchu Shalo Batar. All of them, if they did not use a razor, they weren't Yotze. So those three mitzvahs of Mitzvah, Nazir, and Levim, you must use a razor. So we see a Tanakama holds Iker haircut is whenever a mitzvah is razor. Normally now it's use razors, but when it's a mitzvah, take a haircut, then it's a mitzvah tafka to use a razor, right? So the kulachikosh lobatar, if they leave two hairs. Now by Mitzvah and Levim it's full body haircut, Nazir, I think it's just his head. But the same idea. If you leave two hairs, lo soklu. The haircut's null and void. Be total Kojak. Omer Rabbi Elezer said, Masnisa ben Nazir Tomei. Which is the key to our question for 84. That's by Nazir Tomei. Avo ben Nazir Tar, Nazir Tomei's got to have a razor, has got to be in Tarhead. Avo ben Nazir Tar, but Nazir Tar came in Shkilech of Rosho. Once he cuts off most of his hair. Apilu shalobatar, even if he didn't use a razor, yotze yotze the mitzvah. Right? Of shaving off his hair after the nazirus is over. So if that's the case, our question is, according to Blazer, if you yotze the mitzvah, even with the scissors? Why, if it's within the period of the zeros, are you not breaking your zeros even with the scissors? Right? Should be reflexive. If you're going to be yoitz in the mitzvah by using, we're quite that combos, you're going to be yoitz in the mitzvah with a razor, so anything which should break your naziris is a razor as well. So according to Rabbanan, hold. According to Rabbanan, that's according to Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, that's where we hold, that you only, you can be Makai in the mitzvah also with the scissors. Why can't you break your naziris with the scissors as well? So says the Gemara. Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami, boy, yes, kol atzmo eino kol itar ele benazir tor. I understand the whole point of tar, you know, the whole stress on razors is by a nazir tor. What it says, tar lo yava reisho amalus yomim. Says he shouldn't put a razor on his head until his days and his years are fulfilled. Huh? Sounds like if he completed, he needs a razor, right? Sounds like, how can you write, let's say, even with a measly scissors, it says, the whole 3 days you shouldn't use the tar. Sounds like quite explicitly, after 3 days are over, you should use the tar, right? Says, maybe you only meant to say, Rabbi Lezer El Ben Nazir Tomei Bishtei Saros. In other words, maybe that which he said, that Yuzoma Chokos the Tanakama was whether Rov Rosh is enough, or whether they need two hairs, need to not even to leave two hairs. The Tanakama was you can't even leave two hairs, but Rabbi Lezer says that's true by Nazir Tomei, but by Nazir Tor, as long as it's the majority of the head, that's enough. Maybe that was Omach Lokas, but maybe he taka holds, you must use a razor in order to fulfill the mitzvah as well. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Achos, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Achos. Now hear us. Do you remember? The Avisal Karmi Nazir, we're learning the Sech to Nazir. For Amino, he said, Lo Shna Ben Misparayin Levitar. And we said that in breaking the Nazirus, you can even break with a hair, with a scissors. Not just the shave, but also with the scissors. And at that point, Rabbi Lezer, Avam Rabbi Lezer said to us, Masnisa, that benazir tome, that which you break in the zeros, no matter whether you use a razor or a scissors, that's only by nazir tome. Why? Because a nazir tome must have 7 days of growth. And whatever breaks those 7 days of growth, breaks it no matter what. However, Nazir Tor, but by Nazir Tor, it's not like that. And Nazir Tor, Lomolo, why does a Nazir Tor break his Naziros with anything other than a razor? Now, again, we're going to ask this question, Corey Lezer. If Lezer holds at the end of the 30 days, he can even use a scissor. So the question is, if that's the case, the flip side of that should be within the 30 days, he should also be able to break with the scissors. Why not? So says Gemara, go out to the answer. The Gemara says, by the way we learned the Gemara till now, it's the big day shesh. None of the four should learn this way, but okay. So it says, we never stopped us before, so therefore it won't stop us now. So says Gemara, you know why? I'll tell you why. Why? Nazir Tor lo malo, Nazir Tor megalich achar zrika. On Nazir Tohar, when he shaves after the zrika. Kevon shekidesh, it should be the carbonated chain is kevon shekidesh. He just adds the two words. Nizro bedam. Once he consecrates his nazirus with blood, the shoma nizro. His haircut is over. His nazirus is over. And taking out the carbonate takes out the next word. Kenoshru, it's as if he shaved already. So Gavaldik, I saw this brought down, so I think, in Reb Shlomo Fisher Sefer. He says that he brings down things, many cases in Torah, which the main thing is the achana. And what you think is the main thing is really just icing on the cake. You bring this rice as Naziris. Naziris, there's a mitzvah for the Nazir to shave off all the hair he grew at the end. But if he doesn't shave it off, it's not Makkah. He fulfills his Nazirus. That whole shave at the end is not a, that's what we're saying. The whole shave at the end is just a nice mitzvah with which to complete your Nazirus, but your Nazirus is complete regardless.
You have that concept before in with
right. You have to bring it to Hazara. You don't have to actually sacrifice it. Same idea. So once you bring it to Hazara, you're neder. So the same idea here. That so therefore, as I say, it's a gavaldic thing. Why are you growing the hair? Then the Torah is makbid on razor, right? The flip side of a valid Torah haircut by Mitzoyra, let's say, is which is done by a razor, is not the shavier of the razor. But that's only during the time when we're preventing a Torah haircut. What's preventing a Torah haircut? During the Zeus. So what's a Torah haircut? Razors, we're preventing that. After the Zeus is over, we don't need a Torah haircut as the flip side. That would be true if the shaving was an essential component of the termination of the Nazirus. But the Nazirus is already terminated. What terminated the Nazirus? The Korbanos. The shaving at the end is just for icing on the cake. For that, you can do it any way you want.
I would put that he's just very practical. He doesn't want the Nazir to break the Nazirus. So the only way he can really break it is with a razor. Using a scissor, it's not really broken. So
just why is that? We need to know why.
So
ultimately, you cut your hair.
Yeah, but during the Nazirus itself, during the 30 days,
yeah.
You really have to go out of your way to break that Nazirus. You must use a razor. Use a scissor, he's not going to...
But that's only Rabbi Leather sheet, though.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, it's very little shit. And that's not the Bavli either.
Right.
Right. But it,
fine,
it's but it works. That's you're right. That's Rabbi Leizer sheet. Okay. Now, Atamar Benazir Tohar, Rov Rosh HaMakibo. The you said by a Nazir Tohar, as long as he did most of his head, he's okay. You don't have to shave till you leave over no more less than two hairs. Most head is sufficient. Now again, here the Bavli argues. The Bavli argues the mitzvah by Nazir Torah is also to cut off all the hair and not to leave two hairs. Even by Nazir Torah, that's the mitzvah. You don't have to do it, but if you do it, you want to do the mitzvah, that's why you have to do the mitzvah. But the Yushami holds it's called Reb Lezer, most of the head is sufficient. Kilech Shlisho. So therefore, we have the following cool question. Kilech Shlisho, you cut off a third of your hair. And you do not cut off another third, which would have made a majority, obviously more than majority. Achagadokulo, by the time you continue to start, you grew your hair again. Now all your head is grown again. Okay, it's obviously it was somewhat lopsided, but you have hair all grown all over your head. So how much you have to shave off now? You only have to shave off another third. Otsagadokulo, you have to shave off again two thirds in order to fulfill rope. Which can you do it basically in two motions, or does it have to be in two haircuts, or does it have to be one haircut? You understand what I'm trying to say?
After 30 days.
After 30 days, yeah.
Can you bring these Korbanos?
Yeah, yeah. He wants to fulfill the mitzvah. No, he didn't. Obviously, that's not Maki. It's a nice thing to do, but he doesn't have to do it. So now he wants to. So he doesn't want to be completely bald at any time, so he wants to take off a third now, right? And then come back and do another third later. Can he do that, or does it all have to be at once? And the Gemara doesn't give an answer. Okay. Says the Gemara, Atamar b'nozir tar mishtei saras maklusa. Now you said by nozir tar, two hairs are an impediment. Nozir tummy. If there are two hairs left, it's already bad. So here, Carbonet changes the gear dramatically. He says, the kavosa, he throws the word kavosa, but nazir tar. When the third line, in the before the last words, he throws in, soto by nazir tar, do we say, shtei saaros sosros bo? We say that if you cut two hairs, then you already broke in the zeros. In other words, what's the same when you shave with the tar? Drain the Zeus, what place in the Zeus? How many hairs? You say, but just like by Nazir Tomei, it's two hairs remaining. meaning he didn't shave properly, we say by Nozir Torah, if he shaved off to where his arranged to death, shaved properly, and therefore he breaks his Nazirus or not.
Like writing tools for some shots.
Right. As a matter of fact, that will come up. That will come up. So says the Gemara. Now, the next lines are kind of unintelligible. I'd rather take out the next two lines, but I'll read it the way I think it has to be fixed if you put it in. Similarly, we can ask the question. The Kavosah, by Nozir Torah, we know by Nozir Torah, it should be, it's obviously a typo, though nobody points out, Rov Rosh HaMakiv. You need the majority of his head is all you need. So what about Rov Rosh HaMakiv? So what about by Nozir Tomei, do we also say that Rov Rosho is Soser, that only if he shaves off most of his head during the 7 days, does it break? But as long as he has some hair at the end of the 7 days, which grew for 7 days, that's sufficient or not? Okay, we don't answer these questions. Om Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Bun, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Bun said, the Chenu, this one we do, what is going on, the Chenu? Yeah, he's answering the first question. Now I remember, that's why I wanted to take out the second line. Because the second line is never answered, whatever it means to ask, the first line is. Om Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Bun, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Bun said, so it is indeed. The Tanakh learned the Brisa. Shimon, you are married. Shimon, I'm sure. Shimon, Shimon just says name of Shimon. Kashem should stay saras ma'akvos lo. This like if there are two hairs left and impedes the mitzvah being fulfilled. Kach stay saras sosos lo. So too, if you shave two hairs, it already cancels your nazirus. Rabbi, hear me, boy. Rabbi, hear me, ask. Begin a kaskulo. You. It says you have to shave off your entire head when you're finishing your nazirus, right? You're completing nazirus. What about this classic Rabbi Yirmiyah question, right? Begiel's kulo, he shaved his entire head, v'shir bo shtei saras, and he left two hairs, so that's no good. V'yabank de lokul for roshli kor shtei bayim, but they had two lengths. A length of hair is considered enough to bend it over and touch its base, or, according to Bible, the base of the one next to it. So this had two hair lengths in it. It was enough to bend over twice and touch two hair follicles. So now, as those two hairs you left, you cut one of the two lengths. So you cut a whole hair, plus you cut within two of the last two hairs. But you didn't cut the entire two hairs. You see the question? So the Shilas, is that sufficient? Now, I don't know why he didn't ask about the whole head. I'm not sure why he just asked about the last two hairs. He asked about the whole head. He cut every hair one of its lengths, and left one of its lengths. Why does that not suffice? I'm not sure he's asking specifically about the last two hairs, but that's what he's asking. You cut off in those two one of their bendovers. So since you cut what's considered to be normally a shear, you'd say, since you left over what's considered to be a shear, loyot, so we're not yod say, of course, such a question is not answered. You know, I don't know. I could probably make it, find some way to understand how it works. Why Dafki picked the last two hairs? In other words, the other ones, they have to talk to be cut to the base, only the last two hairs. I probably could have figured something out, but I don't want to spend the time right now. But so close to my mind, there must be some way of explaining it. All right, sorry to be so cryptic. Let's go on. Rabbi Yosef said for Rabbi Yosef, Lamalkos should be with a kuf that says here on the side. Lamalkos achas. It's not like Shabbos. For Malkos, even one hair, you get Malkos. Leikuf shtai. For the... For an impediment, it's two. Listira, to break your Nazirus, it's three. Okay? Which obviously means that you have to have to cut off three hairs in order to break your Nazirus. So, Lamalchus is achas. Likuv, that to fulfill the mitzvah, you have to leave no more than two. And Listira, to break your Nazirus, you need to have three. Now, there's actually another Gersa brought down Shai Torah Tzitzro, that Lamalchus, Achas, Likuv, Shtaim, Liku and Mustira Rov Rosham. You need to have the majority of the head in order to cancel. Masisipli Rav Yossi. Now, the reason why this comes up is, well, let's see. Masisipli Rav Yossi. The Mishnah sees the Brice of seems to be Rav Yossi, because it says, we should keep safe kosher if you rub any of your hair out by shampooing, whatever the case may be. So then, no matter how little you did, you're chayev, because now to cut out hairs. So it sounds like kosher means even one hair. So Ray breaks his ears, even one
hair.
No, that's enough to transgress the law. It doesn't break any ears, but you transgress the law of
so that matter,
you can't.
Or
you can only use gentle shampoo. Yeah, it's mission you missed last night. You can't use dandruff shampoo or comb his hair. Use a brush, but not a comb. Amrabi said, Rabbi Yossi, koshu mizeh v'koshu mizeh. You need to cut two hairs in order to get. I'm missing something here. I forget what it was. It's annoying me. One second. Oh, okay, I got it. Fine. Okay, I have your gear cell change on the side, which I forgot to say over. Okay, let's go back a line. Real Malkus, Rabbi Yossi, Real Said for Rabbi Yossi. Malkus, to get flogged, one. Liku, to impede upon your mitzvah, two. Listir, to cancel in the zeros, three. Now, here the Shai Torah Yisrael throws in the words, Amar Le Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Ila, Af Le Malkustein. So too for Malkus need to. That's what's missing the mark. For Malkus does need to, like Shabbos, right? Okay, so says my sees the bleeding Rabbi Yossi. He says the fine bright so eyes Rabbi Yossi says, who should see to its kosher if you shampooed off even a little bit? Your chayiv sounds like even one hair. Chayiv usually means Malkus. Or Rabbi Remember said, partly Rabbi Yossi, kosher means ever kosher means that. Doesn't mean even one hair. It means you snipped a little bit of each hair. That makes you chayiv. Like Rabbi Yemi said, each hair can be longer, and each length you take off, each bendable length, that's already is mechayev. So that's what he holds. Right? That each bendable length is mechayev. We need to have two hairs, okay? A mashu of each hair. So says the Gemara, Masisopi Rabila, the fine bright seems sorry, Rabila, it says, Yesh Tol Shtei Saros, the people who pluck out two hairs, Chayev Lemishu Marbalavin, and then the Chayev four prohibitions. Mishum Nez Nazir, because he plucked up from a Nazir. Mishum Mitzari plucked up from a Tzoro, who's now at the club is there. Mishum Yontif, because he did it on Yontif, or on Shabbos, I guess, as well. Mishum Mamakif, and because he made himself a round head like a monk, supposed to having sideburns. So in that case, we have what each of says you're quite here, quite explicitly two hairs, right? So says Gemara, lavim asinan misne. For the other lavim, we need to have two hairs. Aval lemalchus, but in terms of malchus, like afilachus, get malchus in by nazir, in by one. Istaritane, those who said mefasmasi mekilklin. One can use a shampoo called kilklin. Istaritane, those who said mefasmasi, you can't use a shampoo. Because the man are fasting, he says you can't. Bipori, it's a person that's healthy here. It's not going to fall out with a slightly abrasive shampoo. Mana Envas is saying, he who says you can, that's Bitosh. Person has weak hair, and his hair is very likely to come out. Okay? How long ago that? Nazir Shazabiyayim Kol Yom. Nazir is drinking wine all day. And Chayv Elam is only Chayv one glass. Armulo, Altish, Altish, they gave multiple Asros. Who Shazin is drinking. Chayv Elam is liable on each draft that he takes. Chayv Elam Kol Yom. If he was shaving all day, in a chayv alach, it's only one chiv. Armalo, they said, Atkalech, Atkalech. Don't shave, don't shave, umgalech. Chayv alach, so I was live each and every one. One prohibition. They said, out to Tame, out to Tame. Vumitame, they said, don't become Tame, don't become Tame, he's a coming Tame. Chayav Gorach Slavs, he's live rich and everyone. Okay, Nazir Rebbe Sakvaros. Nazir Cemetery, Rabbi Yochamar Masrimbo, Yigimasra. He can accept in the series of Beis HaKvaros. Halayayin, Yigimasra on wine, Baltik Lachas, and on haircuts. And the Mashpir brings down the Shimon Seyala Tuma. By not being Matame. In other tumas, other than one he's experiencing right now. Sits on the tuma, which is in the cemetery, can't give masra. You don't give masra on wine either. Now here, the Yerushalmi throws in a Rashi Tavis. Gross, kule, learn here how long it should be. Aloha hey, prepare a gibble. But the aloha hey, prepare a gibble goes through all these things. We should bring it down over here. Yerushalmi just said in shorthand, bring it down here, but it's not our point for tonight. This is a very interesting case, which actually seems to be the Bible argues on. But it's nonetheless interesting. You got two jugs in front of you. One is water, one is wine. Not of Ashasa also, and this is a nausea, of course. So it's not to drink the wine. Not of Ashasa also Shamayim. If he started drinking that one of water. Armin, they said every day you should know if after you drink the one of water, you start drinking the one of wine. V'yesh basar esesim, and I think esesim of prohibition in there. V'atom itzchai basar malchus, you get flogged 10 times. And the makab basar ebedazos, this is not a proper acceptance of basar. Now, the kubit basar only makes sense if he doesn't know which is wine and which is water. It's color water. So in that case, we say that we can't he can't get malchus because he doesn't know which one he's drinking, right? He doesn't know. So if it's asra suffic, asra given a case is questionable, by the time he gets around to drinking the asra stuff, he might have forgotten. So therefore, in that case, we say it's lav shma asra. We can't flop. However, avolim I said tzlochis achol sheyayin. It was just one jug and was for sure wine. Basically, shows they started drinking it. Armelon, they said, "Hey, yeah, you should know. If tishtes kula, if you drink the whole thing, yesh basar zaysim, the 10 zaysim, with his chayim basar malchus, you'd be liable to be flogged 10 times. The kabbal asleh b'das achas, he adas azos, he accepts asra in that opinion. Now, but side, the chiddush here is that even though that asra is given at the beginning for the next 10 cups, that's enough. The next 10 kazaysim, that's enough. So I don't think that we ever find the Babli something. I think in the Babli, you have to give asra between each and every gulp, right? And there was a big chiddush, because he said, as long as it's not asra asra, because you know for sure this is the wine one. That's what gives the beginning, gives the malchus in each one of the 10. It's a chiddush, right?
Yes.
This class said that there are 10 kazaysim of wine in the jug.
Yes. And as you drink them, you chayav on each one, even though it's not punctuated.
It's very
absolutely. Absolutely. Similarly, top of Chof Tesla base. I have an upstage push putin, by the way, tonight, tomorrow night, Mitzvah Shem, we'll learn the base medrash. It's nice and quiet in there. And it was worth quieter. Also, next week we can move to your son's getting married on Sunday? This Sunday, your son's getting married? So you're going to be out all next week? No, we are all next week. So, he's not getting married. So, feels like it, right? If there are two shputim, there are two skewers. One of shkuta, one in the veil. Same idea, but just not dealing with the nozir. One is kosher meat, kosher shish kebab. The other is treif shish kebab. Not the lechol also shkuta. You took the one shkuta. Yeah, we don't know for sure. So that's a sura safi. Armel, they said today there's no mashtochel shkuta. Could be right now shkuta, but if you eat the other one afterwards, it's a veil. Yes, but sura zaysim and then zaysim. But on mischayv olel, I saw malchus to be liable 10 floggings. Ain't a makaba sorry, but that's he doesn't accept that's raw in that case because that's raw stuff because he doesn't know for sure. Havelima yashput echot shoshvei. It was once cured. Excuse me, the veil. He's glad when he began eating it. Amalei said to Yodem, Yishat Eichel Kulo, once you know of it, Yeshbos or Zaysim, it's got 10 olives, Vatam Yishkai Vasar Malchus, and you're liable 10 Malchus, Milakabal Asroah, Mikabal Asroah Vedei Azos, that's considered to be not Asroah Savi, just informing him of the shear, and Yishkai of 10 Flakis. Okay. Halachay. Shlosh Minim Asroah Vedei. Now again, as I mentioned many times already, we're getting and actually learning what a Nazir is nowadays. Shlosh Minim Asroah Vedei. There are three things a Nazir is not allowed to do. Three categories of prohibition. Hatuma, becoming defiled, Batiklachas, getting haircuts, Beitz Min HaGeffen, and things which come out of the grapevine. Choyim HaTumah Diklachas, Min B'Yotzei HaGeffen. Now, there's some stringency in the matter of Tumah and haircuts more than the grapevine thing. Sh'HaTumah V'Diklachas, So Yitzli, Tumah and Diklachas, cancel the Nazirus. It's got to start over again, or at least keep 30 days. Beitz Min HaGeffen, that which comes out of the grapevine, if he drinks wine, and so it doesn't cancel the Nazirus. Choyim B'Yotzei HaGeffen, Tumah Diklachas, is varied by wine over Tumah and haircuts. Shoyitz min HaGeffen, Lutzer Miklo, he can never drink wine, no matter what. The Tumah about Tumah Diklachas, however, the Tumah and haircuts are mutter for a nausea occasionally. Diklachas mitzvah, he comes to Mitzvah. His chiyuv to take a haircut as a Mitzvah supersedes his chiyuv as a nausea. Or, B'meitz Mitzvah, if he finds a mace who nobody can bury, so he has a requirement to bury him, which supersedes the prohibition on his becoming tummy. Okay? Chloe to the glass ready by tumor over haircut. Tumor so says is a call. Tumor cancels from scratch, start from the get go. No matter how long it took him there to become an author. Club, carbon, he has been carbon as well. But the glass in a success, I'll show you the glass, he only has to keep 30 days. Van Chloe will have carbon, there's no carbon to bring. Okay? Hatuma. How do we know about this business of Tumah? That it breaks the seal because it said, Koy me azir la Hashem, al nevesh me sliyavu. Says all the days of his being nazir, he cannot come to the soul of someone dead. So it sounds like if he does, then all the days of his nazirus fall. Diglach say to their God to receive, Koy me ned in Israel, all the days of his nazirus, tar lo yavu aroshim. He doesn't have, if he does have a shaver, so he loses all the days in the Zeus. Call him in Israel. Hayetz min HaGeffen, how do we know that which comes out of the grapevine does not break the Zeus? The statement says, because Shasim HaGeffen Ayayin, the Goyimer just says, don't eat. Doesn't say anything about the days of your Zeus being linked to that. Chayim HaTum HaDiklachas, it's verity by the Tumah and by the Erkots, me Yotz min HaGeffen, that which comes out of the grapevine. How so HaTumah, Yichsiv Kol Yimei Azira LaHashem. Oh, you know what? I misspoke. The first three draws is just telling us the prohibition themselves. Now it's talking about the relative severities. So now we say Chol Metil Tiglachas Yetin Agefen. What's the severity that the Tumah Tiglachas? You have to start over again, at least a limited amount, as opposed to grapes, which you don't. Hatumah d'chsev, the Tumah like it says before, the same drasha. D'chsev koyim melas yirul Hashem, b'skalach. Koyim melas yirul Hashem, all days is yirul Hashem. He's refrained from Tumah, so it sounds like he loses all those days when he comes down. Batiklachas, I know that rare cuts reverse his nazirus. You have to start from scratch for at least, keep 30 days. D'chsev, Laimim Hashem, he plowed, it says explicitly, the first day's fall, Kitamen Yisrael, because he came dumb. Chom Yetz HaGevim in Betumah Tiglachas, that which comes out of grapevines is more severe in that it's never mutter for a nazir, supposed to Tumah and haircuts. But the Maimer, they wanted to say, what does it mean it's never mutter? Barba Krisis, Pesach. They were not matur them for the four cups, they were not matur to drink wine for the four cups of Pesach, it means nazir. No, it's a mitzvah. First of all, it's only mitzvah d'rabbanan. Secondly, you could do. Not sure if you do it any other way. It's about thinking another way, but I'm not sure if you talk to camp by the Arbacosa base. But nevertheless, we say the shmul of the zeros, which is the right that takes effect in that. The chiddush is, or my mishnah is, avol imar shmar shvuah she'eshter takes an oath to drink wine. He's not an Alcoholics Anonymous. He's on Get Alcoholics. Get Alcoholics, right? That's- because maybe a Shavua is so severe that even though he became a Nazir afterwards, he should better drink the wine. That's what comes to tell us. No, not true. That Shavua, She'eshtev a Nazir, Yishteh, Asmeh Meloyishteh. That's what comes to tell us in our Mishnah. Never drink, no matter what. Nazir can never drink wine. He can drink, I think, beer, but he can't drink wine. What? Beer. Beer is the panacea for all. Not grapes.
If you think about the Shavua of a Nazir,
that's a nether. So I might say Shavua undermines it.
Right.
That's a Chiddush, that the nether of Nazir undermines the Shavua. Okay?
Shavua is more powerful than that.
Okay. Says the Gemara. Batiglachas mitzvah. When you're shaving because of the mitzvah by mitzvah. Low soft over, it's not just kidei, the carbonated things the next few years to replace them with the term nigel. It's not just at the end of your mitzvah period to become tar from the tzaraas, but even ela kidei lite tzimalitko, you know, the way they used to measure whether the tzaraas expanded was by shaving the surrounding area so they could tell on specific hairs. So they even you're allowed to even to a nausea in order to determine what its status is, right? Valeday Pasim love to know if it's spread or not. Ilopasai didn't spread. But Mace Mitzvah, where's the case of Mace Mitzvah? Where am I to your nausea? Although Tina, that's not what you learn. But they're walking along the way of Mutsu Mace Mitzvah, they found a dead body that the nausea buries in. Chomer Batuma Vitiglachas, it's verity by Tuma, then by haircuts. Atuma by Tuma, you have to keep no matter how many days you accept in his ears. You have to keep all those days. How we know the Chesiv, it says, by Tuma, by Armima Rishonim, he plew the all days will fell. Baby Kevin, Shnur Bech, when he and then he brings the Korban. Chomer Vitiglachas, what's the severity by haircuts? It's interesting. Sha'asa Ba'am Galech, Kamis Galech, the guy, barber, Tony, whatever his name is, Joe. Your buddy Joe, right? Joe, guy? It's a fancier apartment. It's a French. So, are you French? So, Chomer Tiglachas, Sha'asa Ba'amaglev was there, the barber is over as well. But if you're by Tuma, also about Tamikum Tamik, if somebody came and said, here's a dead body, catch. So that guy doesn't get the aver, only the Nazir gets it. As opposed to by barbers, the barber gets the aver for cutting the Nazir's head also. And they learn out from Sukkot. Okay?
What if a lady is a Nazir and is called into service?
I don't think they have to do it just the one time in the midbar. I don't think it's mitzvah doros. I don't think so. I'm not sure, but I don't think it's mitzvah does. But she said what's on the mitzvah, so he's okay. Okay, otherwise he wouldn't be able to serve. Tiglachas atuma ketzah. How do you shave when you got tome? Hayimazim shlish v'shvi'i, so once you got tome, you spring a ni paraduma ashes, right? You spring a paraduma ashes on the guy third day, seventh day. Magalech v'shvi'i, then he can take his haircut on the seventh day. Because by a nazir tohar, the haircut comes after korbanos. That's why it's extraneous. But by a nazir tameh, the haircut comes before the korbanos. That's why we're very medactic with it. Because one, it's after the process, and one, it's integral to the process. Okay? So nazir tameh shaves on the seventh day, then brings korbanos. Bishmini on the eighth day. Yeah, Bishmini, if he took his haircut on the eighth day, maybe korbanos and bavion tibir akiva korbanos, he brings korbanos that same day. Armalei Tarevitarevit said, not true. It has to be the next day. Bobby and Zelim Mitzorah, just like a Mitzorah has to bring his carbonus the next day, so too he should have to. What's the difference? Armalei Kiv said, no, it's not a problem. There's a distinction. Zezetar also Kluyabi Amor. By a Mitzorah, you need complete days. So therefore, you can't bring his carbonus till the next day. Right? Because he needs complete days of Torah, like a Nida. Can't go to the mikveh till at night. He can bring his korbanos the next day. However, v'zet harasot liyot b'tiglachto. By nazir, his taras do with his haircut. So once he gets a haircut, right, then he can bring his korbanos to me thereafter if it's the eighth day already. Eino mevis korbanos el ken hayom urav shemesh. By the taras. Oh wait, I think I got backwards. Yeah, whoops, I got it backwards. He says, Levinson, Shezet HaRasot Le'ev Yomav is a Nozir. A Nozir has to do with the amount of days which elapsed in Tumah. After that, he can he can bring his korbanos any day. How's it work? By a nazir who's tamei, so once he took his haircut, he can bring his korbanos any day. Because his nazirus has to do, start with the next day.
What?
Right, but let's say he delayed cutting his hair till the eighth day. So he can bring his korbanos that day. Because he had 7 days of Tuatara already. That's the main thing. He had 7 days of Tara. So whatever day he brings his korbanos, whatever day he shaves, then he can bring his korbanos the same day. It's not a problem. Because he already had 7 days of Tara. By Mitzora, he only becomes Torah after he takes his haircut. So that's what, because Mitzora, by Nazir Tomei, his Tumah has to do with the mace. So it's 7 days after he went, after he came into contact with the mace. As long as that Pora Tumah stuff sprinkled on him every day, the third and seventh day. So therefore, whenever his 7 days elapses, he can then, thereafter, bring his korban on the same day that he takes the haircut. But by Mitzora, the tumah lasts until the tiglachos, until the haircut. So then he has to undergo nightfall. So therefore, whatever day he takes the haircut, only the next day can he actually bring his korbanos. Is that relatively clear? By a nazir, the once the 7 days of tumah's mace have elapsed, so then he can bring his korban, take his haircut, and bring his korban on the next day. But by a mitzora, since it has to do with his haircut, then only that eliminates the tumah. So therefore, only after the korban is brought on day one, whatever day it is, day eight, day nine, day ten, he can only bring, well, only after the haircut occurs on day one, can he do his korbanos on the next day, day two. Because he need haircut, which takes out tumah, harev shemesh, and then the next day korbanos. Okay? Says the Gemara. Ksivit says, Bezil Hashem is Simeni, so he should be the Nazir to Hashem in the days of the Zerus. Miyom Avos Karbonos. The day he brings the carbon, he can start over again. The second is Zerus. Divre Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Divre Rabbi. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, not from the day he brings the Karbonos, but Adam Shasti Glachto. From the day he shaves, which might even be earlier. Well, it is earlier, right? Because he shaves before he brings korbanos. No, your tummy. Shaves before korbanos. So what he shaves and start over again. Rabbi Zeir b'Shem Rabbi Yehoshua said, it's not so simple. Rabbi Chir b'Shem Rabbi Yehoshua said, Ma'pli in Wezer Ma'chlus b'Shegilech b'Shvi. He shaved on the seventh day. Vivi korbanos b'Shvi and Boris korbanos on the eighth day. That's when there's a machlokas. Okay, start again as Nazirus Tuatara from the seventh day or from the eighth day. Avol, however, Gilech b'Shmini. Baby, be korban or so, Bobo Yom, if he's shaved on the eighth day, but it's korbanos on the eighth day, call him a moide be Yom Avos korbanosov. Anybody agrees, obviously, that it goes by that day, which is Yom Avos korbanosov. Which I think is also obvious, but that's what he's saying. That case is no machlokas. Rabbi Yosef said, and there is the catch. That's why he went to the mikveh and had Bar Aduma Asher spring on him on the seventh day. Aviv Tova B'Shmini, but he only went to the mikveh the next day. So then Nasa, now he had the korban and he changed the gear. So I'm not sure it's necessary, but it makes it easier. It says Nasa, the korban changes it to Shmini, becomes to Shvi, because he's a day behind. His eighth day became his seventh day. And the Tishi, the ninth day, became his eighth day. Ve'enamoy doesn't count. Ela mean Hachi, so he has to count from the ninth day, Yavad, not from the eighth day. So whatever day he tarries into being tevil, that's only the next day thereafter can he take his haircut, bring his korbanos, and start his new nazirus. Okay? Says the Gemara. Nitma v'chazer v'nitma. Way he came tome and then became tome again. Maybe karbagol echoy, being karban on each tumah. There's an assumption that at this point he became tome. Then he kept 7 days of tara. Before he matched being a karban, boom, you're getting tummy again at the end of the seventh day. So you have to be a korban on each one. Rabbi Zira said, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that's what you're Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Ram, however, Rabbi Haida. I don't know if it's Rabbi Haida. I think it's Baram Karebi. Yeah. Baram Karebi Haida who made Mazir Stuma. That's like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who said what? Who said from the time of your haircut. So you took your haircut the seventh day. You became Tomei later that day. So that's a separate tumma. You have to bring two separate korbanos, right? Because Ray shaved on the seventh, right? Bring your korbanos on the eighth, you shaved on the seventh. So on the seventh of the afternoon, became Tomei again. Bummer! But you have to bring two korbanos. Because you already commits your Nazirus Tara, right? So says the Gemara, Baram Karebi, Ever Karebi, L'chayra, who Haido made Nazirus Tuma. Until you be Karebis, the next day, you're still in Nazirus Tuma. Because Rabbi Yossi says the seventh day already start the new Nazirus. Rabbi Yerebi, it's the next day, the eighth day bring in Nazirus. So the guy became Tommy the 7th in the afternoon. That should be a machlok. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Rabbi. That's what Yehuda should say. Has been two korbanos. Rabbi should say only one. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, not true. Baply, the whole machlok between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda is only limnos nazirus betar. To strike out the nazirus in purity. Why? Because it says Bezir Hashem Simenis Rovevi. You have to do your Nazirus and then bring a korban. And Rabbi says about that, Omer Rabbi, Achiyavi Mamish, you cannot start a new count until you literally be korbanos. Rabbi Yosef, you know, man, I feel nearly lovey, even what you're suitable to bring me the day before. However, not, you don't, that's where you can start counting. Now here the Shait Yisrael throws in a few words indeed the next few lines. He says here, first of all, Avol Lohavi Korban Tuma, but to bring Korban Tuma, Kol Am Amoide, everybody agrees, Shemevi Korban Tuma, and it should be Al Kol Echad Ve'Echad. You bring Korban Tuma in each and every one of them. But even though they're Machlokas, when you can recommence your Nazirus, once you got a haircut, then whatever tumah you get afterwards is separate tumah, has been a separate korban, even according to both them. Okay? Tani, the Koshar Tereso takes of the word Cain. Tani Nidma B'Shvi, the guy became tumah on the seventh day. Because of Nidma, now, Shvi is lapped after. I mean, he was tumah and he waited 7 days, right? And then he took his haircut, right? And then he became tumah on the eighth day again. Because of Mashmini, maybe Carmel Kolech Bechor be bring Carmel for both. I'll die Rabbi Zira, quite Rabbi Zira, that's going like Rabbi. Because Rabbi said that Dafka, if you came to me on the eighth day, then you had to bring Carmel each every one. If you came to me on the seventh day, it's still before the time you can bring a Carbona, so it's a continuation of the old tumor. But I died to Rabbi Zira, but according to Rabbi Zira, and that's according to Rabbi. Yeah. Nicha Korban Rishon, according to Rabbi, the first Korban is pushed aside, and maybe Korban. No, it doesn't work out according to Rabbi, I'm sorry. I'll die to Rabbi. Nidcha carbon reshoin, you don't bring the first carbon. Or maybe carbon shay, you only bring the second carbon. You don't even go carbon. Okay, according to Rabbi, if you became Tomei on the eighth day, in the morning it's talking about. Yeah, okay. Nibishvi, you came to him in the seventh day. It's left after the seventh day. You came to him eight, and now you went through your 7 days. Because the Nidma Bishmini, and then you got to him again on the eighth day. Maybe Karmel Kolech Bechot. You bring Karmel for each and every one. Al Daiti, the Rebbe Zir, Karmel Rebbe Zir, that only works out like Rabbana. Like Rabbana. But Karebi, you still haven't brought your Karbonis yet for the first Nazirus. So therefore, it all becomes one Karbon. Nicha Karbon, sure, maybe Karbon Sheni. It all becomes piggybacked on the second Nazirus.
So your part doesn't matter.
Right, because you didn't yet bring your Karbonis. It says, Achi Yovi Mamish. So it's not a separate tumor, but it's one long tumor. Al-Daitid Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, lo nicha. Kor Rabbi Svira, no. You're not pushed off the second carbon, meaning you have to make two carbonos. Because you're already running low of the two carbonos. Even though you didn't actually build them. So therefore you have to bring two carbonos. Al-Daitid Rabbi Yehuda, Kor Rabbi Yehuda, Divrei HaKol. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Everybody agrees, as long as you haven't brought your, as long as you're related to a time when you couldn't bring your carbonos, you have to bring two separate carbonos. The whole machlokas Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is when you could start your second Nazirus. But in terms of piggybacking carbonos, the moment you are ready Yotze to a time when you couldn't bring your carbonos, that's the time when the next tumor is ready considered to be separate. And people are called lo nidcha maybe achot. Everybody agrees that it's maybe achot. Everybody agrees they're not pushed on to the second one, rather you bring two separate ones. They don't both combine together. Okay? Let's just get to Omer Beis. Tiglachas the Tarakates, and how do you shave when you become tor? Chayim maybe shosh, maybe you bring three animals. Chatas olu v'shlomi. The shore is the shlomi, slaughter the shlomi, and you shave on it. Tivei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Lezim, Eloim Rechel Chatas, you only slaughter or shave on the Chatas. Shachatos kodem is chomakom, the chatos always comes first. Gilech laf mishloshim b'dievet, whichever animal you brought, if you brought and then shaved, you ought to, you'd say, you fulfilled your nazirus properly. Now, Rabbi Yisai, there's a whole tumult in the Mishnah how to learn it. A Kuntarakamo says, you bring three animals, chatos over shlomim, show the shlomim, galech alem, you slaughter the shlomim and then shave upon them, is the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, right? Is the shlomim at the end or the shlomim at the beginning? What's the pashup shah in the Mishnah? Shlomim is at the end and then you shave. But the Tosis in the Bavli, that's how the Rambam went. Tosis Bavli says, no, first you bring the shlomim, then you shave, then you bring the chatas and all afterwards. That's how Tosis learns the Mishnah.
That's not the way
it was. No. The pashup in the Mishnah is that it's not like that. Right, right. That's in fact where the Yerushalmi learns, like the Rambam. You turn the page. Rabbi Shimon Levi Omer, Vesayil Yaseh V'Goymer. Thayil should be done. Now he's coming to explain Rabbi Lezer actually. Say Rabbi Lezer, why does the Chatas come first? This Ayil Yaseh. Matam Lori Yaseh. It says Yaseh twice by an Ayil. Why? And that's the Shlomi. Why say Yaseh twice? Lo Matam Yaseh. Hiknimo Maisa. That some Maisa comes before you do the shlomim. The two asiyas before you get to the shlomim. One is the asiyah of karbanos, and the other is the asiyah of the haircut. So it means both the hair, the chatos, and an ola, and the haircut precede the shlomim. So he says, chatos, haircut, ola, shlomim, supposed to come up. We'll come back to this again tomorrow.
Actually, you know why it's supposed to be alphabetical?
It is alphabetical.
Yeah. That's not the shit.